The numbers are looking pretty scary. The numbers of COVID-19 infections, total active cases, hospitalizations, ICU high care hospitalizations and deaths. All of those are trending very, very, very steeply upwards. In the last 10 days, we've gone from just over 500 people in hospital to now 962. The number of people in ICU high care hasn't gone up by the same percentage, but it has gone up from somewhere around 115, 120 on a daily basis to the latest figures of 183. And in the last 24 hours, 27 COVID-19 deaths recorded. Premier Alan Windey, good afternoon.
Afternoon, John.
What can you do about this, Alan?
Well, I mean, it's we've learned a lot of lessons. Yesterday, when Dr. Clutie presented to Cabinet, the first thing I did was said I need the strategy team back again. We met then yesterday afternoon. We did our DigiCon a day earlier. We have got that strategy meeting coming back together again on Friday to say what is it that we can do. We've seen around the world people looking at isolating towns or small regions. We ourselves are going, we've called on our law enforcement officials to, you know, move away from their normal jobs and get a bit more focused on congestion, on people perhaps breaking the rules and putting too many people in their business facilities, and also just having a look at where people are generally not wearing their masks so that we can try and contain it that way from some law enforcement. But of course, the most effective is where citizens play their part. We've got to slow it down. We flattened it before. We have to flatten it again. And as you say, the numbers are all going in the wrong direction, and we've got to act fast. We, in November, our hospitalization has climbed by 63%. You know, 2 days ago, it was sitting at 850, as you said, in our hospitals. Now 904 yesterday, 962 today. And it's the hospitals that we've just started getting back our surgeries, getting back our healthcare practices that we'd sort of deferred and closed down. And now that is going to find a conflict space. So we really are now pushing very hard to flatten this again. And that strategy hopefully gives us some tools and some mechanism, because the last thing in the world we need is to be able to call for another lockdown. Our economy cannot afford it. I mean, I don't even know if we'll get you know, discipline into the system. So that means we've got to find, as citizens, we've all got to find a way to flatten this curve.
Yeah, look, all of us, the vast majority of us, are being more social now than we were 3 months ago, and very definitely more social than we were 6 months ago. And we are, some of us, continuing to wear our masks and things, but the more you put yourself into company with people, the greater your chances are of being infected, even if you do sanitize and wear your mask and stay away from people, meet in the garden rather than in the house, and so on. I don't know. I don't know how a local government or a provincial government or a national government messages to people around the need to take this stuff seriously. Perhaps it's only when their best friend dies or nearly dies that people get serious again of their own volition, rather than through a lockdown, whether it's provincial or a metropolitan lockdown, or what you and I have discussed before, what the Australians call the circuit breaker, where a particular one-fifth area of George gets shut down and so on.
So that's what we'll be discussing on Friday. But you know, what I do think is when you hear just before the president is going to speak again, and you see the social media sort of buzz saying, "Are we going to another lockdown?" You could see, you know, people across the board are saying, "We don't want this." Let's just put that energy into just thinking about how it's spreading. And you're exactly right. I mean, you know, you find yourself going to a restaurant, and when you sit down, it looks okay, and the next thing, the tables around you are all starting to fill up. I don't think we are ourselves taking a strong enough stand. We need to be more vocal on it. I will go along with some of the law enforcement officials now in the next few days to also be part of that messaging. And I myself, I started about a week ago saying, well, perhaps now towards the end of the year, we can have a small gathering of 10 people, and pulled the plug on it and said, well, we can't even do that. Let's just defer that till next year. And if you do, if you are planning that event, that end of year Christmas party, you know, please rather try and defer it. If you do have to have something, as you said, have it outside. Have many fewer people than you were originally planning to do it, because quite frankly, we cannot afford to do what's happening in Europe, to go into a lockdown. It's just not feasible for us from an economic point of view. So we all need to work together.
Black Friday. I mean, I spoke with Pick and Pay yesterday, and they assured me that they had this under control. Checkers and Macro were too busy making arrangements for Black Friday to speak to us on the radio about the way that they're going to manage this. And I'm scared of it, Alan. I don't know whether it's possible or whether it's advisable not to allow a Black Friday sale on Friday, because even though Pick and Pay said to me, and the other retailers have said similar things through other various media outlets, that they're spreading Black Friday over the whole month and making significant numbers of specials available every day so that people don't all come together on one day. But it's going to happen. They're going to be significantly bigger numbers of people at many supermarkets on Friday than would ordinarily be the case. And that is a very, very effective passing on ground for coronavirus.
The message to the businesses are that you need to make sure that you're putting a management system in place, because it's the last thing that I want to do is to say to our law enforcement guys, move in and just close that business down. But we're going to have to do that if we are not getting, adherence to the regulations. There are regulations in place. And I mean, we've all been slacking. I see it all over the place, and we've all got to tighten up, and we'll have to do it from a law enforcement space as well.
Premier Alan Windey, thank you very much indeed.